Welcome to your Ethereum News Roundup. Here's your latest for Monday, April 29th, 2024. EigenLayer introduces the EigenStake drop and a white paper for its intersubjective forking protocol. The SEC investigated ETH as a security, and Ethereum reaches 1 million active validators. All this and more starts right after this message. This episode is sponsored by Harpy, an on-chain security solution for Ethereum-based wallets. Harpy helps you detect and prevent malicious transactions before they execute, safeguarding your assets from theft in real time. Secure your wallet for free at harpy.io/ETH daily. EigenLayer, the largest restaking protocol with over $15 billion in TVL, introduced Eigen, its protocol token coined as the Universal Intersubjective Work Token. The total supply of Eigen is 1.67 billion tokens, with 55% allocated to investors and early contributors, while the remaining 45% is allocated for the community. From the community's share, 5% is allocated to an initial stake drop. Restakers on EigenLayer can now check their eligibility for the first stake drop at claims.eigenfoundation.org. The stake drop is based on a snapshot taken on March 15th of this year. Claiming will go live on May 10th, however, the tokens will initially be non-transferable. Users who restaked on EigenLayer using complex LRT integrations will need to wait until a later date to claim their tokens. Transferability of Eigen tokens is planned to be enabled through a governance vote after the community has a solid understanding of the new protocol design, after payment and slashing mechanisms go live, and once community stake drops have been completed. Users will have the ability to stake their Eigen tokens. EigenLayer also published a white paper introducing its Universal Intersubjective Work Token, a new protocol design that provides social consensus as a service. The system allows for token forking in cases where a majority of stakeholders engage in malicious behavior. The design addresses intersubjective faults, which are issues that require subjective consensus among observers. While ETH staking targets objective faults with specific use cases, Eigen staking is designed for more universal applications addressing intersubjective faults. The implementation incorporates a dual token system to mitigate risks linked to forking, including a metering system to assess the cost of switching tokens, and a compensation mechanism to safeguard users from losses. The framework is currently open to community input. According to court documents, the SEC began probing Ethereum's classification as a security in March of 2023. The investigation started before a House committee meeting where SEC Chair Gary Gensler was unable to classify Ethereum as either a security or a commodity. The SEC had authorized its enforcement staff to issue subpoenas and conduct inquiries into individuals working on Ethereum. In 2023, Consensus received 3 subpoenas demanding detailed information on its Ethereum transactions, acquisitions, and its role in Ethereum improvement proposals relating to the merge. Consensus complied with the request, producing an extensive 88,000-page report. Despite cooperating, the SEC has escalated its scrutiny by issuing a Walls notice against Consensus. And lastly, Ethereum reached a milestone of 1 million active validators securing the network, the highest number since the Beacon Chain was launched in 2020. Currently, there are 32 million Ether at stake, representing 26% of Ethereum's total supply, valued at just over $100 billion. The increased amount has led to a slight reduction in the staking APY to approximately 3.5%. In other news, ZackXPT releases an article outlining how Lazarus Group laundered $200 million, Chainlink introduces VRF version 2.5, and Scroll activates its Bernoulli upgrade. This has been a roundup of today's top news stories in Ethereum. You can support this podcast by subscribing and following us on X at ETH Daily. Also subscribe to our newsletter at ethdaily.io. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.